Hi. I'm going to do Nickel Silver's inaugural questionnaire, random division. I love doing the questionnaires. Didn't I say that that's the entire reason why I joined backstage? If anybody actually paid attention to any of my other ramblings. Hi. I hope everybody is having a fabulous day. It is 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. I am sitting on my bed. It is raining outside, and this is what I call a fabulous way to spend the afternoon. Anyway, so hi. Number one, what sex act or position sounds great in theory, but unless you make the qualifying round of the Olympic gymnast team, is not likely to happen? Seeing as I am 5'10", and I am a healthy size lady, a hell of a lot healthier technically than I was before, but that actually means smaller than I was before. But anyway, to me, any of these standing positions just don't make any fucking sense. It kind of probably doesn't help my case a whole lot on those that my husband is actually a little bit shorter than me and a whole lot skinnier than me. Motherfucker keeps losing weight too. I'm like, stop, I am losing weight to get closer to you. Stop losing weight. You were already a decent size. Anyway, I think any of the standing positions for me just don't make any sense. Aside from that, there's a lot of things I would love to try, but I'm like, you know what? Let's go ahead and get one of those swings. And I can totally use one of those. So let's do that. Plus, then I can be lazy and just be like, yes, you just rock the swing and I'll just stay here and just enjoy this. Number two, if any artist of any era could paint you in all your naked glory, who would you pick and why? Oh, God, I am so pathetic. I do not really know a lot about art. Period. Seriously, I am awful when it comes to artists. I've never really been able to appreciate real art. Like, I have no desire to go to the Louvre. I want to go and see the Sistine Chapel, but it's kind of just so that I can say I've seen it, not so that I can go and marvel at the glory of the ceiling. So honestly, my favorite artist right now would be my 11-year-old daughter. She is amazing. She draws. I'm sorry, I was recently reminded that I keep getting this wrong. She draws manga, I guess is what it is. I said they look like characters from anime. So I don't know if there's something a misunderstanding there. But I love her drawing style, and I think she does a really good job. She definitely got that from my side of the family, except that I got zero skills when it comes to art as far as drawing or anything. My brother got those, and my father has them. So it seems that that just skipped right over me and went to my daughter. So thank God for that, because it's nice that she has a really good talent that I love to watch her try. I'd love to try to nurture that. Number three, you need to elevate your mood, lickety-split. What color in your wardrobe reliably does the trick? Okay, this is actually a really big deal for me. I recently wiped out my whole wardrobe because pretty much nothing I owned fit anymore except for my workout clothes. And my mother and my aunt, my godmother, had both, they had lost weight, gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, and they had both gone through a really good weight loss a few years ago. And they both had to redo their wardrobes then. And then, as usual, they both started gaining back. Love them to death, no judgment, it happens. Except that they had these closets full of clothes that they could no longer wear, even some with tags on them. So they went through and they just wiped all of those out to give to me. I still ended up donating like 7 bags of their stuff because there wasn't much that I was like, ooh, I really want to wear that because my 60-year-old mother and 62-year-old aunt totally wore those. I mean, they were definitely not something that a 36-year-old woman's all about. But when I was cleaning out all my clothes, I found that I had an abundance of blue, black, and gray, and a little bit of brown, I think. It was very, very dark tones. because dark tones are slimming, and when you wear bright colors, you draw attention to yourself, and when you draw attention to yourself, people can see how fat you are, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, aside from a minuscule amount of purple, which was more just some t-shirts for, you know, LSU t-shirts, I had no color. I recently have decided I am tired of having no color. So one of the things I looked for in all the clothes that I got from my mom and my aunt was anything with color. I paid attention only to the stuff with color. Okay, there's a few things that have black, that are black or black and white that I really liked, so I kept, so whatever. I was really all about trying to keep color. So I have found that I love wearing pink. I was never really a girly girl, and now that I actually feel more feminine and I look more feminine, I am all about the girly girl. I wear makeup almost every day, which is huge because I could go for months without touching my makeup. Like months. I only wore makeup if it was like a big deal situation. And even then it was like, okay, put on a little bit of powder and some eyeliner and mascara and a little bit of lip gloss and I'm done. And now I'm like, I like to wear makeup because I like to accentuate the beauty that is there because now I actually feel like I'm pretty. So I'm all about as much color as possible. So I've got, like right now I'm wearing the brightest yellow shirt you could possibly imagine, like that neon yellow. Totally rocking it. So excited to be wearing it. Gonna wear it when I go pick up my kids from their camps. And so I'm all, it's not about a specific color. It's just about color for me now. So yeah, that was a really big ramble on what color to wear. Sorry. Number four, would you rather your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small? Fuck. That actually is something for me to think about. I prefer, I hate to admit it, I still prefer too big. I still don't have the rolls completely under control. I'm still working on those. So I'm not 100% comfortable. Like, I love my body now. I'm still not 100% comfortable in it. Which is weird because I'm actually less comfortable in my body now than I was 80 pounds ago, because then it was just like, fuck it, I don't care. Now I actually care and I want my body to be better. I want my body to be to look nicer. So I'm working on it. So I notice when things don't look right. I would have to say too big. Still, because I still feel like I want to hide sometimes. And even still, if I go two sizes too big, I am still wearing two sizes smaller than I was wearing a year and a half ago. So fuck it. Pardon my language. Okay, what's your go-to way to get extra endorphins? Exercise, meditation, sex, chocolate, and why? Okay. Can I go all of the above? Except for meditation, I would actually say medication. Okay, exercise is a very new thing for me because you don't get to my former weight without being lazy as fuck. So I actually find that I'm a happier person. Yes, I went and worked out at the gym a little while ago. I came home, took a shower, and decided to do this right after my shower. So, you know, I'm pumped up and that's part of it. Another part of why I'm pumped up is because I just took my Adderall right after I got out of the shower. It was my midday dose and it was time for me to take it. So whoop, whoop, I've got a little bit more energy and a little bit more, quote, focus. It doesn't sound like I'm focused, but let me tell you, this is me focused. So imagine how I am without it. Sex. Oh God, I love sex. Fuck, that came out of nowhere. Lately, thank you, GWA. My husband and I have been much more in sync in that department. So now I'm all about it. I didn't used to go to that because I spent a lot of time being turned down. So I stopped asking because it was making me sad all the time. Do I choose to go to that when I'm like wanting to get upbeat? Not really, because technically what it does for me is it makes, I get a lot more of the love feeling. I mean, I guess endorphins technically would consist of that, but it's more, I get a lot of the like very relaxed, very calm, serene, just, I'm just happy when we're done. Because we actually cuddle and stuff afterwards now, something we used to never do. So it's really nice. Chocolate, I'm gonna sound like an idiot here. I'm not the biggest fan of chocolate. I like mint chocolate. I like, chocolate chip cookies, you know, that kind of thing, but only certain times, ladies, I think you all know what I mean by that. Like, then I'm like, okay, give me a Hershey bar, leave me the fuck alone, and I will see you when I'm finished with this in 20 minutes. And when that happens, it just give me a Hershey bar, and it's not for endorphins. It's to get over the craving that I get for chocolate at that time. And just, you know, cause I get the craving and I don't even like the taste. So it doesn't make sense, but I get the craving. Extra endorphins. So if I'm looking for a way to just kind of get happy, which is kind of what I'm thinking you're meaning by that, weirdest thing ever, give me a smoothie. I want a fruit smoothie, especially the one that I love from Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It's strawberries, bananas, and pomegranates. Oh, so yummy. And it's so amazing with Splenda instead of sugar. You would never even know. Okay. Read one of the following paragraphs any way you choose. Well, this bottom one looks a little bit shorter, so we're going to go with this one. Then came the food, platter after platter of sizzling, decadent, rich, sodium sugar-drenched food. Steaming plush pork buns and bright green broccoli in thick lobster sauce. Sticky brown noodles paired with sweet shrimp and glazed chicken. Briny, chewy clams swimming in a subtle black bean gravy. Cilantro-infused scallion pancakes. A dozen dumplings stuffed with a curiously, addictively spicy seafood. She ate everything on every plate, each bite accompanied with a thick forkful of white rice. Okay. I just spent like how long talking about weight loss and then I go and read the one about food? Seriously, what the frick is wrong with me? I just picked the one that was shorter. Also, you might have noticed my gag on cilantro. I actually can't help that. So I'm one of the people that this is actually a physiological thing. It has been tested. It has been proven by scientists. Sorry. It's been proven that there are people that there's something in the way, there's some kind of something in our DNA, basically. Cilantro tastes like metal or soap or soapy metal, which is even worse. And I get soapy metal when I taste cilantro. So it just ruins Mexican food for me 99% of the time. I cannot have salsa because have you ever heard of a salsa without cilantro? I mean, come on. Not that I'm dying for salsa, but like I make a fruit salsa. Oh my God, it's so good. Fuck. Sorry. I do not focus very well. Okay. There's another few questions. Number one, if you had to change your username to a color, what would your new name be and why would you choose that name? Okay, if I had to use a color, like would it just be color or can I do like a color into the name? Because I would actually choose Cerulean Bell. Although I used to call it Cerulene, and it took me the longest time to understand that I was calling it the wrong name, except that I never said it out loud. I just said it in my head, Cerulene. Cerulean, it's that gorgeous blue. I don't know what it is about that color. I love getting a brand new box of like 64, like Crayola crayons, and Cerulean is always in that pack, and just getting like a kid's, like a really little kid's coloring book. So it's like big pictures without a ton of detail. I love to color things like that. I know that is probably the most pathetic thing to hear from a 36-year-old woman. But I love to color things. Like I love to color little like toddler coloring books with brand new Crayola crayons. You give me rose art and I'm gonna throw those motherfuckers in your face. Excuse me. And I love to color adult coloring books and I use gel pens for those. And there is a blue, kind of a more neon blue in gel pens that is close enough to cerulean for me that I'm, or cerulean, that's correct. Yes, cerulean. See, I thought I was saying it wrong again. that's close enough to that color that it works for me. And I just love to use that color. You'll see it in every single thing I color almost. Yes, I love to color. It is so relaxing. Number two, what's something your instinct tries to make you do and you have to will yourself not to do, i.e. hit the accelerator on an empty freeway, scratch that poison ivy. Oh God, hit the accelerator on an empty freeway. Is there a reason you don't do that? Like, if there is not a car in front of me, why am I still back here? Like, okay. I mean, yeah, you know, within reason, but I will admit to have, since this is completely anonymous, I will admit to having driven 117 in my Mazda Protege driving down I-10 somewhere between the Mississippi, Louisiana state line and Pensacola, Florida. So I'm thinking it was probably like just past Mobile is what I'm thinking, knowing the stretch of road there. Totally just, it was late at night and I had some friends in the car with me. We were going to see a friend who was getting married at the Navy base. And we were just like, fuck it, just hit the gas and go. And let's see how fast we can get this little car to go. And I did not think my Mazda Protege could go 117 miles an hour. We're talking about a 95 Mazda Protege in, God, spring of 2000. Like, so, I mean, it wasn't a 95, it was a 94 Mazda Protege. 94, I think. That really probably isn't that fucking important. Sorry. But I like to get the details right. And that didn't answer the fucking question still. Oh my God. Sorry. Okay. What's something your instinct tries to make you do and you have to weigh yourself not to do? Okay. I hate to admit this. There's a lot of times when I just want to scream my head off at my kids. I love my babies to death. Do not get me wrong. But if you are a parent, you know that there are those times when it's just like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. I do not care about Pokemon right now. I do not care about whatever this YouTuber said. I do not care about blah, 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 blah. Right now, my daughter is going through that, going into sixth grade girl drama. Oh my God, fucking sixth grade girls piss me the hell off. But I'm doing everything I can to be the good mom so I don't come out and straight up say, I don't fucking care, which is what I want to do. That's probably the most horrible answer you're going to hear from anyone and makes me sound like a terrible mother, but I don't do it, which is what makes me a decent mom, okay? Number three, if you could know the absolute and total truth to one question would it be? Would you ask? Okay, I think this has been asked a similar-ish question before, and it's going to sound, it was about a conspiracy theory, and that's what this makes me think of, so that's why this is the answer I'm giving. I need to know. Was there a second shooter on the grassy knoll? I know that's probably the stupidest thing to want to know. Like, why wouldn't I ask? I want to know about the existence of God. Well, because if I find out that there is no God, which I'm Christian, but I wouldn't be surprised to find out that there wasn't, just because I'm also a realist. And I also realized that that is a really kind of strange concept when you think about how intelligent we are now. But I understand why religions were started. I understand why the creation idea came to be. Do I believe in creation straight up? Boom, you know, not necessarily. But I believe that there is a way that, like, my Christian faith there's a similar creation idea among all religions, practically, at least the ones I understand. I believe that evolution and creationism can have they can meet, they can intersect together, and it can still, you know, it's okay to believe in both. Why do I think it's okay to believe in both? Well, as long as you're not forcing others to believe your way, why does it fucking matter what I believe? That is not an answer to the question, but my answer to the question is still, was there a second shooter on the grassy knoll? But I just wanted to explain why I didn't pick something a little bit more intense like that. I really should just destroy this entire audio and start the hell back over. If you could play strip poker followed by Twister with anyone, who'd it be? Fuck. Okay. Can I pick a few people? I love my honey because I know he's probably going to listen to this. I love you, B. but I would probably say, can I get me some Ryan Reynolds and Chris Pratt action with me? Because that could be real, real fun. And I'm even going to go and say, can we add, God, I'll never pronounce her name right. Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman? Yeah. I leaned over to my husband while watching that movie and said, shit, I might be thinking about her later when I'm with you. God, she is gorgeous, isn't she? It's ridiculous. And that scene with her and Chris Pine, oh my God, like when they were in the bedroom. Now, you don't see anything, which really kind of annoys the shit out of me. I'd like to see something, like, give me a little bit of action there. But I had actually just done one of Penny's questionnaires, and one of the things was, if you could be in a sex scene in any movie or a romantic scene in any movie, what movie would it be and who would you be with? And I had just done that questionnaire not long before I went and saw Wonder Woman. And watching that scene, I thought, I want to be in this scene and I don't give a fuck whose place I take. Like, can I just join in the scene the way it is right now? Anyway, pandas or puppies? Oh my God, puppies. Okay, pandas are cute, yes, but it's a gigantic, wild, freaking creature. It's a bear, okay? It's a bear. And you know how I know that? Because my kids watch this show, Three Bear Bears. One of them's a freaking panda. I'm also not stupid, and I know that pandas are bears. But I love puppies, and I want a puppy that's like 7 months old. 7, 8, 9 months old, because then it's past it's getting out of the chew on every fucking thing stage and should be mostly trained by then before I get it. We're looking at getting a dog soon. So I've been thinking about this a lot. We need to get a dog for my son. So I am all about the puppies now. And this was probably the most ridiculously long answer to this questionnaire. And I hope y'all will forgive my, rambly rambles, but I always enjoy doing these kind of things, so I hope everyone enjoyed it to some extent, and that y'all don't hate me for rambling so much. So yeah, all right, bye.